Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Saturday, December 2nd. Good news indeed. Luke 1:19. And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news." We complete our focus on Gabriel's impactful sentence as the final six words occupy us for today. Like many young adults relatively early in marriage, my wife and I were quite anxious to become parents. Admittedly, she even more than I. Some challenges with infertility only heightened our anxiety and lengthened the journey toward parenthood. So the morning when a faint pink line finally appeared on my bride's home pregnancy test, needless to say, there was a celebration of good news in our humble little apartment. At the time, I was serving on a small church staff, where my working days were devoted to Christian school ministry. Within an hour of our early morning celebration, it was announced that school would be closed that day for inclement weather. Now, every individual who's worked in education can appreciate what welcome news a snow day brings. I mean, teachers love it even more than the students. It was a day of double good news. Unfortunately, my excitement over the suddenly discovered freedom of the day was expressed with a bit more enthusiasm than the earlier good news of new life in our little family. But I think I'm almost forgiven all these years later. Almost. Well, without a doubt, Gabriel's declaration that Elizabeth would have a son was good, welcome news indeed. It was really hard for the old priest to absorb and believe, but it was good, good news nonetheless. We're not told in Scripture, but I have to imagine that perhaps he met Gabriel's disclosure in similar fashion to how Sarah had greeted her own improbable promise of parenthood, with doubting laughter. We read of that in Genesis 18:12. But mingled with the incense Zechariah had just burned in the temple, a fresh hope now hung in the air. Hope that Elizabeth, his elderly bride who had known for so many decades the emptiness and reproach of barrenness, she may yet find the unrivaled joy of motherhood. Apart from the rare weekly spot at the end of a regular broadcast, good news, it's pretty hard to find anymore. Unbiased, true news seems even more rare. Consequently, watching the news dropped off my radar many years ago. Oh, but it was legitimate, truly good news that God's angel brought to his priest in Jerusalem. Once Zechariah finally looked past the overwhelming shock and distracting joy of a promised baby, it eventually registered in his spirit that the promise of the Christ's forerunner was also a holy pledge that the Christ himself would soon arrive. And to God's faithful priest, that was good news indeed. Unlike my disproportional excitement over an announced snow day, news of the long-promised Savior genuinely surpassed even the jubilation of Zechariah's own son's coming birth. His and Elizabeth's unmistakably emotional experience would pale beside the glorious fulfillment of God's greater plan to redeem man through the coming Messiah. You see, the good news in all this was the gospel. And friend, it still is. In fact, most who've been followers of Jesus for some time will recognize that the word gospel literally means good news. And we who know and follow Christ have opportunities day by day, and especially so during the Advent season, to deliver the good news of the gospel to folks much like Zechariah and Elizabeth, people who know a desperate emptiness without Christ. Or as Gabriel would say it, we who stand in the presence of God have been sent to bring good news to a world longing for hope. Have a gospel conversation and be the bearer of good news to someone today. Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.